A company of gossips that love Strong Bob, that met at an alehouse, and there they did club. They called for the short pot, and likewise the long. Come, tapster, be quick, for we soon must be gone. They cupped it about, and they made such great haste, till their nose and their face were all of a blaze. A man, he may work all the days of his life, but he must ask his wife leave if he intends for to thrive. What is for a man to marry a wife? If she proves a drunkard, he'll be wary of his life. As there is in London and England all o'er, they'll take it so sweetly till they lie on the floor. When a knot of merry gossips are gotten together, they then take no care for fair or foul weather. There's many a husband takes pains and does thrive, but he must ask his wife leave if he intends for to thrive. When the ale and the brandy doth work in their head, they care not a pin how their children are fed. Then one says, "Here, sister, I'll drink unto thee. Our husbands are bound to maintain us truly." "I have a shilling," says one, "I have two," says another. "We will let it fly now, we are met together." And thus you may see, although a man strive, he must ask his wife leave if he intends for to thrive. When their bellies are full, they are bound to give o'er. They have drunken so much, they can drink no more. Then they'll have to go home when they hardly can stand. You laugh for to see them go hand in hand. A man, he is mad that hath got such a wife. He may work and may toil the days of his life. There's many husband takes pains and does thrive, but he must ask his wife leave if he intends for to thrive. They totter and water and fall in the dirt. Then the boys they will shout and them will make sport. Sometimes cry a hare and sometimes cry a whore. To see them so drunk, then they cry out the more. It's a inconvenience for a woman do so, to take so much drink that she hardly can go. There's many a husband takes pains and does thrive, but he must ask his wife leave if he intends for to thrive. There is some that is known that will drink all the day, and within night come home drunk, and not a word they can say. I'll promise you true, they're so heavy with head. They lie on the stairs, and they cannot go bed. It needs now must be a great shame unto those, for a woman drunk so she cannot put off her clothes. There's many a husband takes pains and does thrive, but he must ask his wife leave if he intends for to thrive. Some women will set their husband off score more than they are able to pay, to be sure, when they are absent and taking of pains. Thus they lie at the alehouse and consume all their gains, which makes many a man to fret all his life, because he is tied to such a careless wife. There's many a husband takes pains and does thrive, but he must ask his wife leave if he intends for to thrive. But for civil good women I have nothing to say. They deserve a great praise, though all these go astray. They are a great shame to the rest of their sex, and many a good woman to see them thus vexed. For a woman to bring herself in such a snare, and of husband and children have no better care. There's many a husband takes pains and does thrive, but he must ask his wife leave if he intends for to thrive. It is good for a woman live in a good way, and keep at home with her family that nothing go astray. Then her husband will love her the better sure, and let her want nothing what he can procure. For a woman that's giving to waste and consume makes many a honest man be not for home. There's many a husband takes pains and does thrive, but he must ask his wife leave if he intends for to thrive. What is't for a woman to drink and to swill, and never be satisfied till her belly be full? And then their one husband they straight will abuse, with all the base names that they ever can use. And then if her husband but strike her a blow, she ready cry murder, all this we may know. Then the neighbors are all put in a fear, when a woman gets drink she for none will care. There's many a husband takes pains and does thrive, but he must ask his wife leave if he intends for to thrive. And now all good women that heareth this song, I pray you forgive me if I have done you any wrong. I will not condemn all for half a score. I dare say in our parish we have a great many more. Beside other places, God send them to mend, and then I do hope they take me for their friend. And now to conclude, there is no more to be said. I wish that this song it often be read amongst the good women that loves for to club, and spendeth their money in brandy and bub. and then you shall see what brave days they will be. Your housekeeping will be better in every degree.